You're listening to talkingtrading.com.au. Share market expert interviews to fuel your profits, squash your fears, and drive you towards exceptional trading habits. It'll help you make the right decisions about what, when, and where to trade. Tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, let's get on with the show with Caroline Stephen.
Hello and welcome to another show. I'm Caroline Stephen and it's great to have your company. The Trading Games Mentor Program Alumni Dinner was held last Saturday night. And in between glasses of red wine, I caught up with a few of the alumni to hear exactly what they thought of the program, what it's offered them, and how it's influenced their trading. What is rich? And how do we make it a universal number to suit everybody? Scott Lowther joins us today to give us his thoughts on what is true wealth and the importance of creating passive income. How does it apply to your trading and what difference could it make to your life? But first up, here's the week's news with Louise Bedford.
And now, Market Matters with Louise Bedford.
So, Louis, what's the skinny on the Aussie market this week?
The Aussie market is looking quite sick. Unfortunately, since the Dow fell out of bed, we have responded in kind. What you'll see is a lower high that has been produced on a weekly chart, and we've just landed on top of our long-term 30-week exponential moving average, our EMA, with a bright red candle. So we're not completely bearish at the moment. Frankly, Caroline, my macro is still on. It's telling me that I can open trades, but I'm still waiting for a good signal to be able to do that. We are not bullish at all at this stage, and I'm sure if you talked to the majority of other traders that you'd find the same thing.
So which sectors have performed well?
The list is dwindling. According to my relative strength comparison search, where I'm looking for outperformance for 5 weeks in a row, there are only four sectors that are doing okay. One of them is health. Another one is telecommunications, led by the giant Telstra, of course. We've got the ASX Mid-Cap 50 and the ASX Mid-Cap 50 Industrials. Now, every other sector has now flipped over to my cold sectors. I think one of the things that people do is often they jump too quickly to become net short in the market. And that is exactly what you should not do. We are waiting for confirmation here. We're not bulls, but we are definitely not bears. If you have a look on the weekly chart as well with the ASX, what I'm waiting for to become net short in the market is for a break of the previous level of support. Now, that support was punched in around about mid-December with a beautiful engulfing pattern. Now, you can see an engulfing pattern, which is a bullish sign. It basically bounced off that engulfing pattern and straight up. Until that level of support is breached, I will not be going net short in the market.
Okay, so what are you trading this week?
Funnily enough, I did not open one position. Do you want to hear about some of the ones I rejected?
Yeah, please.
That might be fun.
Tell us the ice cold sectors.
Oh, no. Oh, I can do that. I can give you the ice cold sectors. Oh, there's hundreds of them. There's consumer staples, energy, financials excluding property trust, utilities, ASX 20, 50, 100, 200, 300, small odds, small industrials, small resources, 100 industrials, 200, 300 industrials, 100, 200, 300 resources. They are all of the colds, my goodness. Now, my macro, because it is still on, it actually did produce some charts to have a look at. I'll give you the names and you can perhaps have a look on your own charting package for the listeners and you can see why I rejected them. I had AWC, DLS, NVT and TEN on my list. Didn't take one trade this week. Tells us something, doesn't it?
So what did you trade?
I'm hanging on in there with my long-term oldies. They're still in there. I haven't hit my stop and I'm just going to be hanging on in until my stop is hit. Part of the thing about being a good trader is to be incredibly patient in the markets, to wait like a sniper, and then as soon as you've got the exact right setup and the perfect trigger, then move. The rest of the time, hey, we're doing nothing. We're having cuppas. We're looking after our kids. We're really not doing a lot. And it's funny how it works. Until we have a higher peak in the markets and until I have a clear bounce off that support level, even if my macro is on, it's very unlikely that I'm going to be finding any good opportunities in the Australian market.
Thanks, Lou, for the skinny on the markets this week.
Lovely.
You've been listening to Market Matters with Louise Bedford on talkingtrading.com.au.
Most traders act like a little kid in the markets. They don't know that a great trading plan is their secret weapon.
Isn't it time you grew the f*** up? Register on tradinggame.com.au and grab our free trading plan template. It's a sign of being a mature trader.
Last Saturday night was the Trading Game Mentor Program Alumni Dinner in Melbourne. I caught up with Louise Bedford, the creator of the program, to hear her thoughts on the current crop of graduates who have become successful traders.
I am so excited to be here at the alumni dinner, knowing that all of our graduates are here together, all of the people from the year 2000 to the current mentor program, and knowing that our new mentorees are falling into a family, a soft landing, people who already care for their development. It is extremely exciting for me.
What are the sort of things that people can get out of the mentor program?
Look, the key for the mentor program is so that traders can learn about every instrument over every time frame, but so that it's their trading plan. And that way they're developing independence. They don't have to rely on the newsletters or the talking heads on the TV. It's totally up to them how they trade because they've developed the skills to drive their future in excellence with trading.
And is it really like a family?
It's lovely. These people I have known for so many years. We started the mentor program in the year 2000, and really when you look at it, all of my children have been born during the mentor program, so my children have actually grown up knowing the mentorees, playing with their children. And also when you look around the room right now at the alumni dinner, these are the people that I call my friends.
How long does the mentor program go on for?
The mentor program is a 6-month program, and because you can repeat it for free, it'll just go on and on and on. So we've got actually people at the alumni dinner from the very first mentor program, which means they've had 13 years of input from us. So as we learn new instruments and as we learn new trading techniques, they are directly privy to our thought processes. And it's a melting pot. It's a mastermind of people who've come together because they have that passion for the markets. And developing that passion is of key importance to us.
So what does a trader have who's done the mentor program over a trader who, let's say, is starting out on their own?
Not only do they have support, they have care and concern for their welfare. So they can check in at all times to make sure they're on the right track. I think a lot of the times as a trader, we often feel alone and we feel that we really don't have anybody that understands our plight. With the mentor program, you will never ever trade alone. You'll always have friends in the trading business who can help you every step of the way.
We then caught up with two graduates, Karen Hansen and Leanne Savory, to hear about their experiences in the program.
So Karen, when did you do the mentor program?
2011.
And what did you learn from it?
I learned basically how to trade the market in a safe way.
What do you mean, safe way?
Well, by having a trading plan and having stops and things like that set up so that you know exactly when to get in and when to get out.
Would you recommend the mentor program to your friends?
Yes, I definitely would if they were interested in share trading. Being in a group, you've got some support and you've got resources, and you've also got, especially with Chris and Louise, you've got things that they repeat or they bring new to you that that just refreshes your memory of what you should be doing, and just keeping a good mindset for the whole trading aspect.
What was the most fun aspect about the mentor program?
Just meeting like-minded people that want to do something different for their families.
Yeah. So if someone was sitting on the fence, a little bit unsure about whether to do the mentor program or not, what would you say to them?
I would definitely tell them to do it. Just because you get so many resources, and to do it blindly, you just don't have that support, and you don't have the training behind you that helps you detach yourself from the market and treat it as a business and not get emotionally involved. So that's probably one of the greatest benefits to it.
How's your trading going now, Karen?
It's going pretty well. It's been a really big learning curve because I've tried lots of different markets, and but I've through the last couple of years I've actually been able to really hone it down to what I feel comfortable with and what works for me, because in the end it ends up being a very solo pursuit and it has to fit yourself.
So what are the sort of things that you do just in a little bit of detail?
Currently at the moment I'm trading a daily system on FX and indices, and I also do an intraday FX.
Best of luck with your trading.
Thank you.
So I'm talking to the lovely Leanne here. Leanne, what did you like best about the mentor program?
I really loved all the support that you get from the community as well as from Chris and Louise. They're just amazing teachers.
Did you find them super, super supportive?
Yeah, supportive, friendly, just really approachable.
So what were some of the...
Sorry, and you don't necessarily get the answers that you want either, which is good, I think.
A few stories in there, I think.
So
what were some of the main things you learned from the mentor program?
I learned how to trade, really, how to read charts and how to manage my money, how to protect myself in the market.
And did you find the support in the community invaluable?
Yeah, the support was definitely invaluable. I've been part of the mentor program for over 10 years, and it's really good.
So you did it in 2004, is that right?
Actually, no, I did it in 2001, I think. It was just after 9/11 when I did the program.
How's your trading going?
Yeah, good, good.
So if we had a friend who was sitting on the fence about doing the mentor program, what would you say to them about it?
Just to give it a go. Just go and do it. If they were thinking of maybe or maybe not, I'd just say try it. Definitely. I like who I am as a trader. I like what I've had to become to be a trader. Strong. Resilient, tenacious, I think, really go after what I want in life, and patient.
Are you making money?
Yep.
Knowing which sector is hot and which is not is essential. Check out the hot and cold menu item on tradinggame.com.au for your free weekly fix.
How often do we hear people say, if only I was rich, all my worries would be over? And yet, people often find the more money they have, the more their troubles multiply. They end up being broke in just a different wage bracket. So what is the answer? Successful trader, businessman and charting software expert Scott Lowther joins us now to give us his thoughts. Hi, Scotty.
How are you, Carolyn?
What's the main difference between personal and business finances?
I think one of the critical things that you'll find is that if you look at most businesses with a reasonable amount of people working for them, they can actually afford to have a couple of people away and they can still make revenue and get by. Whereas the average person on the street, they don't turn up to work, there's no money coming in. Yet those pesky little costs and expenses keep rolling in. And I think that's a critical, point where people have to understand that when we talk about revenue and costs and things like that, that it's really important that we try and keep control of both in our lives.
Yeah, those pesky pests, costs.
They are a bit of a pain.
So what's your definition of being rich?
Look, I think it's a lot of people will sit there and say, when I'm a millionaire or when I've got net assets of being $1 million or things like that. And I believe that that's a little bit of a misnomer because, as you are probably more than well aware, $1 million is not the same today as it was 30 years ago. What I really believe is the key is the amount of income that you earn from investments or things that are working while you're not. And the term for that is passive income. So in other words, there's some really good ways of earning that money that, regardless of whether you're awake, asleep, and a classic is a high interest account, bank account, is where the money's working for you while you're not.
So you're sleeping on your pillow and your bank balance is going up.
Correct. And that's exactly it. So if we can sit there and go, how can I get money that's working whether I'm at work or not to match my expenses? And if you really think about that, that's when you're free, because you can afford to take your eye off the ball for a holiday. You know, you can get through an illness where you don't have the compounded problem of worrying about all the expenses coming in. So to me, you can be a millionaire and have your passive income match your expenses, or you can be earning $25,000 a year and have your passive income match your expenses. And it's really then matched to an individual's circumstances, because we quite often see some of these rich people end up when things don't go quite so well and they have to sell everything. All they've managed to do is increase their expenses.
Let's relate this to trading. How does passive income relate to trading the markets?
Well, quite often what you'll get is a lot of people saying, when can I go to full-time trading? Okay, and if you think about that again, really it's about how can I be comfortable in my trading such that I'm not worrying about I've just lost $5,000 on, and it's part of the system and it's well accepted that your system will go into drawdown. You're in a position where you know that what you're doing is making you comfortable. You've got your expenses covered. You're not sitting there thinking, oh, I've got to go and make another $10,000, pay the tax man just to get back to even. You're concentrating more on your trading. And I think just to expand on that a little bit further, because we're looking at, this is where people get caught up in their growth versus income. And you'll often be asked by a financial advisor to look at, you know, do you want growth or income?
What do you mean by growth?
Well, a lot of people will say, go and buy a house and it appreciates over time. But until it's positively geared, it's not actually generating any income for you.
Mm.
But if you buy shares and you dividend reinvest, or you keep the cash in the high interest account where the interest is returning into the original amount, you get that beautiful thing called compounding interest. So you're actually using income to be a growth asset at the same time.
What advice do you have for traders who are starting out and they're starting to accrue their profits?
I think this is really where you've hit the nail on the head, because what we're looking at is you don't have to jump into the large capital outlay type options. I've mentioned one already, which is the high interest accounts. You can buy blocks of shares as part of your investment. And I'm not saying you do this in every case, because obviously there's a cost benefit with your brokerage, but blocks of 100 bank shares pay really good dividends. And you can also do some income generation from the side. So there's a whole bunch of little things that you can do that, regardless of how much money you're making, you can start along this passive income collection process, which is really quite handy.
What do you mean by income generation on the side?
Well, that's where if you've got one of the things that we did with our kids was get them a high interest account where they put their money and keep their money in. And it's a very simple way, even for a child that doesn't have a great deal of money, they see the advantage of every month seeing their interest accruing, and then they see the interest on the interest. And that's really when people start to take note that things can happen. So if you're putting small amounts of money into, like I said, dividend producing shares, you can start small. You don't have to sit there and say, where am I going to get a $50,000, you know, or $100,000 deposit, depending upon where you live. to purchase a large asset that's going to produce that income, you can actually start quite small if you think about it.
Is wealth a mindset, Scott?
I think it's a logical mindset. I think a lot of people get confused with a lot of the jargon and a lot of the information that's out there. I think that one of the best books out there is a book that was written, I think it was the 1930s during the Depression. It was a banker that put out a series of papers to his investors. Actually, it was one of the things that really struck a chord with me, and it's called The Richest Man in Babylon. And it's written by George S. Clason, I think, or I'm not quite sure how it's pronounced, but brilliant book. It's actually written along the lines of a story, but it's very good at getting the point and the importance across of that passive income and having your money work for you while you're not.
A book you'd recommend to any novice investors to start off with?
Anybody, regardless of investment knowledge. I just think it's a great book. It really does help with that understanding of providing that aim or that target where you, people should be sort of looking for their investment.
Scotty, that's fabulous information. Thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem, Carolyn. Thank you.
That's trader and businessman Scott Lowther. That's all we have for you today. I'd like to thank our contributors, Scott Lowther, and the alumni guests, Karen Hansen and Leanne Savory, and the Mentor Program's creator, Louise Bedford. Tune in next week to find out just why tax accounting is sexy. How do you woo your accountant and make love to your profits? On behalf of the team, thanks for your company. See you next time.
Talking Trading is sponsored by tradinggame.com.au and The Mentor Program. The Mentor Program has been running continuously since the year 2000 and is a 6-month repeat for free course run by Chris Tate and Louise Bedford. In the Mentor Program, you'll learn every trading instrument over every time frame, but trade your own customized trading plan. The results of the traders who have completed the Mentor Program are astounding. Make sure you're registered on tradinggame.com.au to hear more.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.